Please observe all zero-G regulations. We will be docking at Space Station 1 in 45 minutes.
The stewardess came walking up the narrow corridor to the right of the closely spaced seats. There was a slight buoyancy about her steps, and her feet came away from the floor reluctantly, as if entangled in glue. She was keeping to the bright yellow band of Velcro carpeting that ran the full length of the floor and of the ceiling. The carpet and the soles of her sandals were covered with myriads of tiny hooks so that they clung together like burrs. This trick of walking in free fall was immensely reassuring to disoriented passengers.
"Would you like some coffee or tea, Dr. Floyd?" she asked cheerfully.
"No, thank you," he smiled. He always felt like a baby when he had to suck at one of those plastic drinking tubes. The stewardess was still hovering anxiously around him as he popped open his briefcase and prepared to remove his papers.
"Dr. Floyd, may I ask you a question?"
"Certainly," he answered, looking up over his glasses.